Beloved in Christ, grace to you and peace from the one who reigns from a cross. Amen. Christ the King Sunday is a curious day. It's one of the newest festival days of the church year, less than a century old. It didn't arise from ancient tradition or a beloved medieval practice. It came from bloodshed. In 1925, after the chaos and horror of World War I, Pope Pius XI looked out to a world where rulers had led their nations into violence, where political powers demanded total allegiance, and where people feared what earthly kings and governments could do. And in the midst of that fear, the church declared, "Christ is King." Not militaries, not nations, not political leaders, Christ alone. What does it even mean to call Christ King? What assumptions do we bring to that word? We all know the phrase, "Don't judge a book by its cover." It's a popular expression because it's something that we do all the time. We take what we see and we fill in the gaps with our own stories. And those stories rest on assumptions that we rarely even notice. Have you ever experienced yourself people-watching in a crowded place? Maybe you notice a tired mother with a screaming toddler, or someone wandering around with their face buried in their phone, or a couple holding hands. What assumptions do you make about these people? That whole statement I just made had assumptions all over it, assuming the toddler is with its mother and that she's exhausted, assuming that the person buried in their phone is lost and wandering around aimlessly rather than knowing exactly where they're going, and assuming the people holding hands are a couple. These assumptions we can so easily make become the foundations that we never question. This is just how the world works. And in our gospel from Luke today, the assumptions couldn't be any clearer. The leaders shout, "He saved others. Let him save himself if he's the Messiah." The soldiers mock, "If you're the King of the Jews, save yourself." Even the one criminal begs, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us." In other words, if you're the king, act like it. If you have power, use it. If you are who you say that you are, come down from that cross and prove it. Everyone is telling a story about Jesus' identity. Everyone is interpreting the scene through their own assumptions. But their assumptions are wrong, because the kingdom Jesus brings is nothing like earthly kingdoms. Earthly kings avoid suffering. Earthly rulers hoard power. Earthly leaders demand that people prove their worth. Our king is lifted not on a throne, but on a cross. Our king knows that we are all born worthy of love and remain worthy of love. It's not something that we have to earn. Our king cries out for grace even in the midst of his own suffering, "Father, forgive them." There has never been a ruler like this. I find it fascinating that the person who most clearly sees the identity of Jesus in our gospel today is one of the criminals hanging beside him. This man sees through the shame and suffering and begs Jesus, "Remember me." Not a demand to prove himself or a begging for power. Simply, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." He sees what almost everyone else misses. This is what God's reign looks like: mercy in the place of judgment, and grace when no one deserves it. Presence in the midst of suffering, and not an escape from it. It can be hard to admit, but we are not so different from those gathered around the cross. We all carry our own assumptions about what Jesus should be like, what Jesus should do. We get trapped in the need for instant solutions. We want a king that fixes things immediately, a savior who prevents our pain, a ruler who stops the chaos and destruction in our world and in our lives. And when that doesn't happen, and illness lingers, and grief persists, and when the world feels violent or uncertain and totally messed up beyond repair, we can sound more like that first criminal. Save us, Jesus. Why aren't you fixing this? Following Christ does not promise us safety from suffering, but it does promise we will never suffer alone. On this Christ the King Sunday, hear the promise, you will be with me in paradise. Our King is not above us, detached from our pain. Our King is right beside us, on a cross, in vulnerability and in solidarity. Our King is not one who demands perfection, but one who comes close to the broken and fearful and says, today, you will be with me. The King gathers the lost and the last and the least. The King rules by force, or not by force, but with a self-giving love. And this King leads not with armies, but with forgiveness. Today is the last Sunday of the church year, kind of a liturgical New Year's Eve, a moment to look back on the year behind us and ask, where has Christ shown up? Where has grace broken through? And where has the King who reigns from a cross met us in our suffering and breathed life into this weary world? Earlier this week, I asked the members of my internship committee where they had seen the life of Christ alive and active in the Zion community. They spoke of welcome and connections of everyone they spend time with here. One member shared how they love to observe these connections during communion distribution, that people, when they come forward, might share a tap with their pew neighbor, or smile as they pass a family friend, or a wave to someone who is back in worship after struggling with their health. All these small gestures are such an outpouring of love and care that we have for one another. They also spoke of all the ways people serve here at Zion. We have such a deep wealth of knowledge and skill here, talented musicians and incredible music ensembles. We have eager volunteers willing to give their time and energy to so many programs: the Recovery Cafe, Habitat for Humanity, Kids City, Family Promise, The Gathering, our quilters, and so, so much more. People are eager to share their time, talents, and love in this place. That is pretty incredible. Christ shows up in community. Our King is one who leads from among the people. Jesus shows us that real power is always rooted in love. We may never understand Christ fully, and we will always carry assumptions about who he is. But we do know that Christ is King. King of the grieving and weary. King of those who cry out, remember me. King of community and connection. King of all creation. And a King that always puts grace first. Grace that forgives before we even know what we're doing. Grace that accompanies us through every struggle. Grace that promises, you will be with me. Grace that rules not by force, but by love, that is stronger even than death. May this Christ, the crucified, forgiving, life-giving King, reign in our lives, in our community, and our world, today and forever. Amen.